Every parent wants their child to follow the path they believe to be the right path, as in that the parent believes to be the right path. They want their child to grow up well. They want their child to grow up to be a good person, a happy person, a successful person, and a person who's committed to good things. Similarly, communities need their children to follow the path of the community. Otherwise, the community will very quickly cease to exist. Jewish communities are no different. So the Rebbe asks, what's the secret of Jewish continuity? What's the key to making sure that children follow the Jewish path, that children will remain committed Jews as life progresses? We see there are many people who are involved in Jewish education. There are many Jewish educational institutions. Some succeed, many fail. What then is the secret to success? In a sicha from the year 1958, which is the second sicha for Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Kut HaSichas, Chelek Aleph, the Rebbe explains what he believes to be the secret of Jewish continuity and the secret of lasting Jewish education. In this year, we're going to explore the sicha inside, a text-based shir, and it's in the Kut HaSichas, Chelek Aleph, on page 18. The Rebbe begins. The Rebbe the Shver, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Sikta of Lubavitch, would very often talk about the fact as a yid is verbunden mit Torah, that a Jew is connected to Torah. Und das was Torah is eingeteilt in besonderes Hedras. And the fact that the Torah is comprised, is built up of many different Torah portions. Meint das as von der Sejavos, von Leint, jeder Woch, that from that Torah portion that you read this week, kemenemen Anweisungen via Zeusich zu führen in die geschenischen welche kommen vor in der Woche. We can learn lessons from what's said in the parsha of that week to relate to what's going to happen that week, to relate to our behavior that week. Der Inhalt von der Eintiges Hedra is, the contents of Parsha Lech Lecha are, der Sipur wegen dem Geburt von Yishmolen und Yitzchak. We learn the story of the birth of Yitzchak and Yishmol. Mention Hoffendach as Zeire Kinder wellen Farsetz in Zeire Yon. People hope that their children will continue their path, will continue to follow their way. The Tzelt the Sedra as the Ebeshtot ki geben Avramin Zveikinder. Shri Yishmol and Nach Yitzchak. Torah tells us that Hashem gave Avram two children. First Yishmol and afterwards Yitzchak. Bishas te Ebeshtot sugezak the Avramin as bayim vet gebarn vigvern Yitzchak. When Hashem told Avram that Yitzchak would be born to him, Hatashen gat Yishmol. Avram already had Yishmol. Hat Avram vinu gezak to Mebishin. So Avram responded to Hashem, Lu Yishmol yichi lefanecha. Halvai zolchot Yishmol leben fardir. If only Yishmol will live before you, to say something to say, as a revolt given to freedom, afilu oib Yitzchak ven nit geborn vorn. Avram would have been happy had Yitzchak not been born. Abiyaz mishmol vat leben lefanecha. So long as Yishmol would live before Hashem. Vetzich oifir and vimendarif, so long as Yishmol would behave as one should and would go on Hashem's paths. Upon this, Hashem answered Avram, Nein, by dir v'daf gebarn v'ren Yitzchak. No, Yitzchak will in fact be born to you. Das is dein emeser nachas. This will be your true joy. Das was du bet v'gen Yishmol. That which you ask of Yishmol is ul Yishmol shemaiticha. I've heard you. I'll listen to you. For the investor Eichab Nachas, you also have joy from Yishmol. Obernit der mit kensu zich banunginen. But you shouldn't suffice with that. You shouldn't be happy alone with the Nachas you'll get from Yishmol. Nor dafke be Yitzchak yikar lechazara. But rather, specifically, your progeny will be remembered by Yitzchak. People will associate Yitzchak with Avram and not primarily Yishmol. Avram vino is dan alt given 99 sigar. At that time, when this conversation happened, Avram was 99 years old. For many decades, Avram had served Hashem, and he withstood many trials. So we can understand that Avram had the right idea what joy from children means. He knew what it means to have nachas. Most of us don't necessarily have the right idea or the deepest idea of what nachas means. But Avram did. When he asked Hashem if only Yishmol would live before you, Avram meant that he wanted Yishmol to live according to the path that Avram would show him. Bizar as ervit kenino bin kunim as anachas like the magrif the Avram Avinu first state. To the extent that Avram had hoped that Yishmael would give nachas to Avram according to Avram's concept of what nachas meant. Von das wegen, nonetheless, zoktim der Ebishter, Hashem tells Avram, as noch alim, is that after all this, is dein emes nachas vestu hoben von Yitzhak dafke. Avram would have his true nachas, Avram would have his true joy, specifically from Yitzhak. Yishmael's mother Hagar, the Tzelta Medrash, the Medrash tells us, is given Zera from her. She was super religious. Oifa Zevait, to such an extent, she was so religious, as Yer Oifirangin, that her behavior was fitting and was compared to the avodah, the service in the holy temple. When they're fired, that's the unguf from Nom Keturah. For that reason, the Torah calls her later on Keturah, along the lines of Keturis, along the lines of incense. Her deeds were a pleasant smell. Her deeds brought Hashem great joy. Not only was Keturah super religious, not only was Hagar super religious, she also was self-sacrificial. Like our sages tell us, as Hagar is given the tochter from Pari Melech Mitzrayim. Hagar was Pari's daughter, a keser and einiker from the Mechstik Malkias in Yenetzait. Pari was the king, was the ruler of one of the greatest kingdoms of that time. That's the vegan. Hotzi eingewilligt wegzugehen von dem Königlichen Palatz. Hagar was ready to go out of the kingly palace und wäre in a Dienst bei Sarin. And she was willing to be a maidservant by Sarin. Abi zuzai by Avram in Hoyz. Zuzain by Avram in Hoyz. If only that she could be by Avram in his house. As Dach Varsandek, so we can understand, as euch ihr so nischmol, hotzi der Zeugin in dem Weg. That she would have also educated Yishmol in this path of great religiosity. Das als git uns mehr zu verstehen, was Avram hat sie gewollt, bei Nungen in dem Tishmol und Alein. This will help us understand why Avram was happy to suffice with Yishmol alone. After all, Yishmol's mother was extremely religious, and Yishmol was educated in a very religious way. Hopendik, Avram had hoped, as Ervet von ihm, haben vollkommen nachas. He had hoped that Yishmol would give him the fullest measure of joy. For the Tzveite Zaitaber, on the other hand, is leid dem noch schwer zu verstehen, for was der Ebishter hat gesagt, dass Dach ihm zu Yitzchak gekörnt in der Chazar. But if it's the case that, in fact, Yishmol had such a good education, that Yishmol's mother was so firm, why is it that ultimately Hashem tells Avram, only through Yitzchak will you have progeny? Only through Yitzchak will it be called your children? Der Unterscheid von Yishmol and mit Yitzchak is given. The difference between Yitzchak and Yishmol was, Yishmol's geburt is given oif, and a turlich oif. Yishmol was born in a very natural fashion. Nidurach nisim, there are no miracles. But Yitzchak's geburt is given durach nisim. But Yitzchak was born via a miracle. Oif, and a turlich and eifin is unmeglich given as Avram and Sarah Zolan in Zeri Elter and Haban Akint. Naturally speaking, it was impossible that Avram and Sarah in their very old age should have a child. Kenuat nitke gloipt, as this can pasir na zazach. Nobody believed that such a thing could happen. When Afil Avram Avinu alein, hadechen ki gloibt, as there is there, as the Ebishter Zolan Vaizin as Elchanism. And even Avram didn't believe that Hashem would show him, would manifest such miracles. So lib dem is oisikum in noach an unterscheid zwischen Yishmol and mit Yitzchak. Similar to this, we see another difference between Yishmol and Yitzchak. Their inyan from Bris Mila, the idea of the Bris Mila, the einzige spezielle mitzvah, the one special mitzvah, durch velachem in hotdan, farban tergat, verbund mit nebishtin. The one special mitzvah which performed by Anteria, we had a connection with Hashem. Yishmol had zich gemalt zu dreizehn yar. Yishmol had his Mila at 13 years old. Bishaspin veret al dreizehn yar, veret men abar seichel. When a person is 13 years old, they're already intelligent. And that's why, at 13 years old, they are obligated to fill mitzvahs. Because at that point, once a person is 13, they have some measure of reliability. And with his own intellect, Yishmol agreed to connect to Hashem. And then at that point, he got a milah. Yitzchakin Hotman gemalt when he is altgiven achteg. In contrast, Yitzchak only had his mila when he was 8 years old. By a kid from 8 days, is not shaykh to fragen. You can't ask an eight-day-old child, do you want to have a bris milah? There is no meaning to such a question, and there is no meaningful response. From this, they get it nonetheless. Hot minim noch zeyendik a kind verbunden mit nebishin. But as a child, nonetheless, he connected to Hashem. Und mit der Zaf sort verbund, was man in kenmol nit abwischen und abmecken. And such a connection which can never be washed away and never be removed. An ebikir verbund, an eternal bond, bris oilam, an eternal covenant, be the Pasuk of Tan, as the parent calls it. Is leit die oibin der mont zwei unterscheiden zwischen Yishmol und Yitzchakin, Aleph, Yitzchoks, Iber natrechler nisem dikir geburt, und kegensatz zu Yishmol natrechlichen geburt. So according to these two differences between Yishmol and Yitzchok, the first being Yitzchok's supernatural, miraculous birth, in contrast to Yishmol's natural birth, und beis Yitzchok's verbund mit Nebishin, Oif an oifin was is hechef and seichel. It's a connection to Hashem in a manner that transcends the intellect. Bishas Yishmol's farbund is given al pi seichel. Whereas Yishmol's connection to Hashem was in accordance with the intellect. But in Yichvash Shnei, we can further understand farvos Avram Avinu's emeser nachas is dafka from Yitzchakin. Why it is that Avram Avinu's true nachas is true joy derived from Yitzchak. Akin vet geboyer nevaxt ois unter der Ashkoch von the Eltern. Ois geht von jeden Vintel. A child can be born and grow up under the watchful eye of his parents, watched and guarded from every wind, from any challenges, from any concerns. Men der Zitti, Merzul Haben, dem Richtigen Verstand. And we watch the child and try and make sure that they'll have the correct understanding. And as a result of their correct understanding, Verbinter Ezich mit Nebishim, he'll connect to Hashem. Das ist der Derech von Yishmolin. That is the path of educating Yishmol. Erzich gehodavit by Avram Avinu and Hoyz. Is mitzad der Tziung, was erot bakumen, hat er gehad dem richtigen Zechel und verstanden, as men darf sich verbunden mit den Ebeschen. Yishmol worked hard. He was educated in Avram's house. And with the correct education that he received, according to his understanding, it made sense that he should connect to Hashem. Aber kein Sicherheit in dem hat man nicht. But we can have no security in such a path. We cannot be sure that somebody who accepts Yiddishkeit based on their intellectual understanding and based on their mere education is going to remain committed. Weil die ganze Yiddishkeit nimmt sich bloß von Seichel. Because their entire Jewish connection only derives from their intellectual understanding. Von Verstand. Kem nicht wissen, was es wird sein, ob es kommt, auf welches ist, Änderung in sein Leben. You don't know what will happen if there will be a significant change in the person's life. Perhaps a pandemic will come. Perhaps there will be a regime change. We'll go from monarchy to socialism. Perhaps there will be an economic collapse. Perhaps the person will have to move. Perhaps they'll meet an attractive romantic partner. There are so many different contingencies, so many different ways in which life can evolve. And it's possible that if you're not firmly grounded, that they will not retain their commitment, even if they develop the commitment based on their intellectual understanding. Noch mehr, moreover, afilu eder es kumt noch die Änderung. Even if it happens after the significant change in this person's life, be it the pandemic, be it the financial collapse, be it the regime change, be it the end of electricity, whatever it might be, kemenechnet wissen, wie weit es wird sein bei ihm Jüdischkeit. We don't know how strongly they'll retain their Judaism. If they're ganzer voller Moss, or they're blazed by granites, late sein Einstimmung von sein Verstand. It could be that after the tragedy, that after the collapse, that after the major change, people may remain Jewish, but they may not remain as strongly committed. The commitment may not be as full-throated, as fully loaded, as it was in the past. Und therefore, is euch bei Yishmolin, wenn nor ungeriert sein Yerusha, and by Yishmol, when his inheritance is called the question, hat mishonit gekent halten by Avram and Hoyz. He was no longer capable of living at home by Avram. He began to be very disruptive, and he began to even plot to perhaps kill Yitzchak. Und der Ebeshot geheißenim erois treiben, and therefore Hashem commanded Avram to send Yishmol away, lorum bi Yitzchak yikar lechazorah. Because through Yitzchak would Avram's progeny be remembered. Through this, Hashem showed us V'shasman geit oivshtel nidish adayris. When a person tries to establish Jewish generations, and a person wants to create Jewish continuity, we can't follow the path of nature. The entire existence and reality of Jewish people is higher than nature. By Yidden is baled from the geburt on, by a Jew from the moment they're born onwards. We begin with miracles. We don't reckon with nature. Hashem tells Avram, the emesin yiddish anachas kemerov and davke von azakin vazen geburt when zain ganzer leben bald von geburt on is oif agetlachin oifin. True nachas, true joy we can only have from a child who from birth on his entire way of being is godly. Unvener is a kind von koim achtek, and when he's a child of only 8 days, thus haste, meaning to say, Baal vies is faran the erste megalchai tertzu, at the very first opportunity, verbit minim et the meibishtin, we connect him to Hashem. We met abris oilam, and with an everlasting covenant, an ebekin verbund, an eternal bond. Chotcher versteht nar garnit, umen ken nach bayim fregen. Although it's the case that he doesn't understand anything, we can't ask him if he wants to have his bris. By a zakin, by such a child, vet Yiddishkeit zayin nit beloiz leit zayin seichel. Will his Judaism not only be according to his own rational understanding, nor mit mesiris nefesh, but rather it will be self-sacrificial, it will be super rational. And only from a person who is self-sacrificially committed to Yiddishkeit will we have true Jewish joy, true Jewish nachas. Torah is nit chas v'shalom kein historia buch. The Torah is not, God forbid, a history book. Torah is Abik. Torah teaches us eternal lessons. The Uriah is von dem, was jeden Jahr heit men noch einmal zu lehnen die Torah von Bereshis. The proof being that every year we begin to read the Torah again from Parshas Bereshis. Das heißt, as das ist die Torah der Zeltuns, that which the Torah tells us, seien das Anweisungen in jeder Zeit und in jeder Ort. The Torah teaches us lessons for every time and every place. How a Jew should behave at home, in Gesellschaft, in company, and in their kehillah, and their community. And in a similar fashion, the story of this sedra, of this parsha, is a lesson in life in general, and in Jewish education in particular. Was das ist der Ickerpunkt, which is the primary point. There are those who think, there are those in the Rebbe speaking right now in the year 1958, but it's just as true in 1958 as it is today, because the cultural context is quite similar. So those who think, as they're said in their tzirung, darf sein, that the mode of education should be, zu warten, bis das Kind wird auswachsen und wird allein verstehen mit sein Sechel, wie sich zu ausführen. That we should wait until a child will grow up and understand, and independently understand how to behave. Hoping they're coping as Vibal design in Dach, B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, that whereas we're children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, we're after all Jews, V'al Zelein Tzukum and Tzum B'Greif V'Nidishkeit, that they'll come to the insights of Judaism. Hamir an Anweisung in der Dazker Sedra. So we have a lesson from this week's parasha. If we'll educate our children according to what seems to make sense, is wieviel man soll sich nicht anstrengen. No matter how much effort you put in, is nicht seichel is der Weg, das verbinden sich mit Eberstein. Intellect is not the way to connect to Hashem. Der Weg dazu is dafke mesiris nefesh. The way to connect to Hashem is specifically through self-sacrifice. Euch is der von dem, a further lesson we learn from here is, man soll nicht meinen, as man darf a kind geben, a pariv ist die Yiddishkeit. Don't think you can give your children a pariv, a lukewarm, a milquetoast Judaism. Und dernach, and that thereafter, as they're an elder, when they'll be older, with minim geben mehr. You'll give them a little bit more. Das wird gewinn richtig, wenn es wird sich gehandelt wegen der Sache, was ist abhängig, uschlisselach in verstand geschbeinus. This might work if we were dealing with something which was completely given to rational calculus. By Yidin, welcha sein hecher von natur geschbeinus, but by Jews, who are above natural calculations, haben wir die Anweisung von der Friedrich Torah der Zählung. We have a lesson from the aforementioned Torah story. As bei Yiddisch der Zählung is their Seder, that in Jewish education, the order must be, as then the skin is blaze achteg alf, that when a child is only 8 days old, that when Mishin Gebin the starkest mass for Yiddishkeit, we have to give him the strongest dose of Judaism. When therefore Mishin Gebin mit an Ebekin verbund, we have to already connect him with an eternal bond. Nit nur if a year, not only for a year, if tsen or the tsansik year, not even for 10 or 20 years, nor mit a bris oilam, but rather with an eternal covenant. Was mein das is ich kinder therefore Gebin the starkest mass Yiddishkeit? What does it mean that we need to give children a very strongly dosed Judaism? Mendarfter Tzelin under Klaren in der Jungt, Bald von Kindweisen. We need to tell and clarify to the children from the nursery school on, as the Yiddish folk bechlal, that the Jewish people in general, Ubemele euch jeder Yid befrat, and therefore it follows every Jew in particular, is nit verbunden mit Natur Cheshbeinus, is not connected to natural calculus. Mendarf Zogin to the young, we need to tell the young, as Mendarf Uplegin Cheshbeinus on a Zeit, that you should put any calculations on the side. Der Vostamp von a folk, welche is von Sam Geburt on, nit Geburt auf eine Tierliche Eifen. One who stems from a nation, which was very birth on, is not connected to the laws of nature, transcends the laws of nature. Eine Vostamp, one who stems from the eldest in folk, from the oldest surviving people. Vasha the eldest Torah, which has the oldest Torah of any people. Und ist durchgegangen, als so viel Jahren von historischen Schwierigkeiten, in sein ganzer Kium ist nur durch Nisim. And has lasted for so many years with challenges and difficulties, and its entire existence is only through miracles. There is nicht verbunden mit kein Cheshbeinus, und hat nicht was zu trachten wegen sie. Such a person, such a people, is not connected to the laws of nature, is not bound by the laws of nature, and therefore shouldn't be limited by them, shouldn't consider them.
And when we lead children upon such a path, even when they're small children, they will know as a yid is hechirchen von cheshbeinus, that a Jew transcends calculations. And that a Jew is connected to Hashem with an eternal bond. Dan zoks the Ebishter the Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazar. And at that point, Hashem tells us that through Yitzchak,
through the Jewish people, will Avram have his eternal progeny. If a person leads their children upon this path, if a person leads their children upon the path of full-throated and unapologetic Judaism, then they can be quite certain that their children will remain Jewish and that their children will remain committed. Let's summarize. Humans tend to want their children to go upon a good path, a path that will make them happy, a path that will be good, and ideally, a path which will be a continuation of their own path. People tend to desire continuity for their children. And Jewish people want their children to follow upon their path, to uphold the Jewish tradition, to uphold Jewish values, and to remain Jewish for generations. And we see, history shows us, and this is even true now, that it's not necessarily so easy to make sure that your children will remain Jewish, that your children will remain committed to Judaism, and that your children will remain strongly committed to Judaism. As time goes on, very often children will slowly drop various modes of Jewish connection, various modes of Jewish practice, until very often they become entirely lost to the Jewish people through intermarriage and assimilation. So in a sicha from the year Tovshin Yud Ches, a sicha from the year 1957, the Rebbe explores what's the secret to Jewish continuity. What should parents, community leaders, and educators do in order to make sure that children will remain committed to the Jewish faith? So the Rebbe says we can look into Parshas Lech Lecha to see the answer to this question. Because the Torah is not, God forbid, a history book, but rather the Torah teaches us eternal lessons. And that's why we reread the Torah every year. So the Rebbe says a core idea in Parshas Lech Lecha is the narrative of the birth of Yishmael and Yitzchak. After Yishmael is already born, Hashem tells Avram that he's going to have Yitzchak. And Avram says, "Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha."
If only Yishmael will live before you. If only I'll be able to get my nachas from Yishmael. I don't need another child. So what was the premise of Avram's thought that he'd get nachas from Yishmael? So the Rebbe says, Midrashim tell us that Hagar, Yishmael's mother, was in fact a very firm lady. She was super, super religious. That's why the Torah later on calls her Keturah. And Chazal say that Keturah symbolizes Ketores, that incense, that Hagar's behavior was so fine, it was so refined, that it was much like the Ketores, much like the incense that were brought inside of the Beis HaMikdash. And furthermore, the Medrash tells us, Hagar engaged in great self-sacrifice. She sacrificed her position as a princess in Paro's court in order to be a maidservant to Sarah, so only she could appreciate the values of the Jewish people, the values that Avram was spreading. We even see this nowadays. You have many gerim, many balei tshuva, who will cast away very high-paying jobs and cast away great positions in society in order to connect to something deeper, in order to connect to something higher. So, if you have such a mother, you'd imagine that this mother would raise her child upon that path. And in fact, Hagar did inculcate her values within Yishmael. But Hashem tells Avram, "Ki biyitzchak yikayo chazara." You're only going to have your eternal nachas, your eternal joy, and your eternal progeny from Yitzchak. Why is that? So the Rebbe notes that there are two very interesting distinctions between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yishmael is born naturally. There are no miracles accompanying Yishmael's birth. And Yishmael receives his milah, he receives his bris, he receives his circumcision at the age of 13. In contrast, Yitzchak is born via miracles, and Yitzchak receives his bris at 8 days old. The Rebbe says that this is the difference between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yishmael is the child who's educated along the path of nature. When the child is 13, when the child is already mature, you ask the child, is this something you're interested in, or would you prefer not to follow this path? Whereas Yitzchak is thrown right in. Yitzchak is given a meal at 8 days old before he can ask. He's given a very intense injection of full-throated extreme Judaism at an early age. And therefore, Yitzchak is taught from an early age the path of radical commitment and self-sacrifice instead of just accepting his Judaism based on what makes sense. And the Rebbe says, if you teach children a part of the Judaism, if you teach them a lukewarm Judaism, if you teach them a diluted Judaism, Judaism mixed with a lot of culture, dispassionate Judaism, then you can be pretty certain that your children will not necessarily follow the Jewish path. And also there are challenges in the world. There are pandemics. There are financial collapses. There are regime changes. There are wars. These are features of history. Until Mashiach comes, these will happen over and over and over again. And very often we see that when these challenges come, people leave Judaism. And even if they don't, their Jewish commitment might be weaker, it might be more attenuated after the challenge passes. And there can also be the challenge of wealth, the challenge of prosperity, which also brings many people away from Judaism. So says the Rebbe, the only way that we can be sure that there will be a sustained Jewish commitment, that we can have Jewish eternity, is by educating children along the path of Yitzchak. Educating children with very strong doses of Judaism from early on. From nursery school, even from the moment they're born, to teach them Jewish songs, to speak to them in Jewish language, to surround them in a Jewish environment, and ultimately to inculcate within them the awareness that they are members of the Jewish people, that they are not bounded by natural laws, they are not bounded by societal convention, because the Jewish people is the oldest living religion, and it has the oldest active teaching, the oldest active Torah. And its very continued existence seems to defy historical logic and only makes sense in terms of miracles, given all the hardship and tribulation that the Jewish people has undergone. And says the Rebbe, when we educate children in this way, when we educate children with a radical commitment, total immersion, intensity, and self-sacrifice, we can be sure that ki biyitzchak yikarei l'chazara, that these children will give us eternal joy and will carry on the torch of the Jewish people no matter what.